book of Genesis, chapter 26. Genesis, chapter 26. We'll read verse 18 and 19. And Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham, his father. For the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. He called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. Genesis 26 opens with, "And there was a famine in the land." This wasn't the first time for a famine in that land, because we read beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. Famine is very common throughout the Old Testament. It's a reminder that we live in a land of spiritual famine, which is far worse than any material famine. In light of the fact that there was a famine in the land, Isaac, like his father Abraham, thought it necessary to go down to Egypt. So the chapter opens with Isaac on his way to Egypt. In verse 1, he arrives in the city of Gerar, and Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, into Gerar. We see Isaac's father Abraham in Gerar back in Genesis chapter 20. Gerar is the borderland between Egypt and Canaan. There's spiritual lessons there as well. But it was in God's mercy that he intervened in the life of Isaac. And he prevented Isaac from going all the way down to Egypt. We see in verse 2 and 3, "And the Lord appeared unto him while he was in Gerar," that borderland, "and said, Go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land." He says, "You just passed through this land, Gerar, and I'll tell you where you're going to dwell. And I will be with thee, and I will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries. And I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father." So God intervened and prevented Isaac from going all the way down into Egypt. And how we ought to thank God for his gracious and merciful interventions. We see also that God told Isaac to sojourn there. When we read in verse 6 that Isaac dwelt in Gerar. That is, he began to live in the city of Gerar. In verse 7, like his father Abraham before him, Isaac sinned in Gerar. In fact, he repeated the sin of his father. Did the exact same thing that his father did. There's a lesson there also. He repeated the sin of his father. From verse 8, we see that he had been there a long time. He was told to sojourn. He dwelt there, and now he's been there a long time. But in spite of all of that, God blessed him. We see in verses 12 through 14, God blessed him 100-fold. 100-fold. You see, God doesn't just bless when we obey. God even blesses when we disobey. Because it's of grace, because it's mercy. And because of these blessings, we read in verse 14, that the Philistines envied him. As a result of their envy, verse 15, they filled the wells that Abraham's servants had dug earlier for the watering of the flocks, that the wells that were in the city of Gibeah. And then in verse 16, Abimelech, the king of Gibeah, says to Isaac, "Go from us. You're causing too much trouble here. Go from us." And in verse 17, Isaac arrives in the valley of Gibeah. He's gone from the city, and he now has arrived in the valley of Gibeah. And that brings us to our text. Isaac knew, just as he knew in the city of Gibeah, Isaac knew that in that valley, his father Abraham had dug some wells. But as he arrives in Gibeah, he soon discovers that the Philistines had filled these wells. We see that in verse 18. In verse 19, we read that Isaac's servants began to dig, and they found a well of springing water. So we have two things here. We have wells that have been stopped up by the Philistines twice. In the city of Gibeah, those wells were stopped up. And now we see in the valley of Gibeah the same thing. So we have stopped up wells, and we have a well of springing water. And which is it tonight? Stopped up wells or springing water? And that's our subject. Stopped up wells or springing water. Wells is a very prevalent subject throughout the Old Testament. Wells have a spiritual application. Of course, in Bible times, wells were extremely important. Men and animals must have water to survive. And in these desert lands, water was vital. It was absolutely invaluable. And when a person would dig a well, that was a statement of ownership of land. You dig a well in a land, you own the land. It was proof of title. Once someone dug a well on a piece of land, they were basically staking their claim to that particular piece of property. A well would signal to all would-be intruders or enemies or even friends that this land belongs to someone else. There's a well there. Someone has dug a well. So Isaac had inherited, or would inherit, all the lands that his father Abraham had dug wells in. So the land was his, really. We read from time to time in the Old Testament of wells becoming a point of contention and even a point of war, because, again, the water was so valuable. A well speaks of a source of water. Almost everywhere Abraham went, he dug wells. And in those wells were a source of physical strength. It was that which would sustain physical life, that which would bring refreshment to physical life, that which would even rejuvenate physical life. But more importantly to you and I, wells have a spiritual application. Notice in the book of Isaiah, and keep a mark there in Genesis 26, but in the book of Isaiah, chapter 12, verse 3, Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. I believe that that is the privilege and opportunity of every child of God, and all the blessing to be able to draw water out of the wells of salvation. What are the wells of salvation? Well, I believe they speak of the blessings or the enjoyment of the blessings of our salvation. If we're able to draw water out of the wells of salvation, it means that we enjoy the blessings. Not just that we possess the blessings, but we enjoy the blessings of salvation. The wells of salvation speak of that which is needed to maintain spiritual health. What is in those wells maintains spiritual health, spiritual well-being, spiritual vigor, and our spiritual life. The wells of salvation speak of the glorious possibilities that we have spiritually. They speak of spiritual strength, spiritual comfort, spiritual refreshment, spiritual peace, spiritual assurance, spiritual victory. The wells of salvation are God's provision for our spiritual life. You see, water is essential to life. Spiritually, it's essential to our spiritual life. Water is of a purifying influence. Water is refreshing. Water has fertilizing capabilities. Water is of universal application. Everyone needs it. Doesn't matter what color your skin is. Doesn't matter what language you speak. Doesn't matter where you're from. Water has universal application. And so it is spiritually. Water allows us to take in and appropriate our food for nourishment. In other words, without water, food is not absorbed into our system, and we do not receive the nourishment from that food. What this means is, without water, you will die. Even in the abundance, even in the presence of an abundance of food, without water, without liquid, you will die. You can eat all you want, but without water, your body cannot appropriate that food. So water is of extreme importance physically. It's extremely important spiritually. So even if you can get to the place where there is an abundance of spiritual food, you're still going to need the water from these wells to appropriate that food. And without it, you will die. We see here that there was a problem relating to the wells. Upon arriving in the valley of Gerar, Isaac is faced with a very urgent, a very desperate need. They needed water. They've come from the city of Gerar to the valley of Gerar. So there is Isaac with his family, his servants, his animals, and they all needed something that was absolutely essential to their life and well-being. They needed water. Without it, they will die. Isaac knew. There's water in the valley of Gerar. My father Abraham dug wells there. I know there's water in the valley of Gerar. Isaac needed water. His family needed water. His animals needed water. And Isaac knew there is water in the valley of Gerar. But when they went to the place, when they went to all the places where he knew that his dad had dug wells, couldn't find the wells. Couldn't find the water. He knew. Dad dug well. He dug a well right here. But all there is earth. Because we read the Philistines had stopped them. That is, the Philistines had filled the wells with dirt. We read in verse 15 that in the city of Gerar, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth, which is the same as dirt. And now coming to the valley of Gerar, expecting to find water, they discover once again the Philistines had filled these waters up, these wells up with earth. That's the act of an enemy. The Philistines never were the friends of God's people. And to fill up the wells with dirt, with earth, is the act of an enemy. The problem was not that water was no longer there. That wasn't the problem. Down in the depths of those wells, the water that they so desperately needed, it was still there. It was still there. The water that would strengthen them, the water that could bring them comfort and soothe them and refresh them, it was still there. The problem was not that the water was gone. The water was still there. But they couldn't see it. They couldn't see the water because of all the earth that had filled the wells. The water is still there, but in their present circumstances, it could not be used. They couldn't use it. They knew. There's water here. There's water in these wells that my father dug. They knew that the water they so desperately needed was in those wells. But the Philistines had filled them with earth, had filled them with rubbish and refuse. The water is there, but there's a problem. And the problem, again, is not that the water was no longer there. The problem is the wells are cluttered. The wells are covered over. The water is there, but there's too much earth. There's too much rubbish standing between them and the water. And they couldn't get to the water. The water is there, but they're unable to put their vessels in and draw the water. Why? Because of the earth. Because of all the clutter. Because of all the rubbish. You see, earth was in the way. And therefore they couldn't draw water. The water's there, but they couldn't lay hold of it because the earth is in the way. The water is there, but they're unable to get to it because the earth is in the way. Oh, how discouraging and frustrating it must have been for Isaac and those who were with him. We know there's a well here. We know there's water down there, but we can't get to it because of all the earth, because of all the rubbish. The spiritual application, of course, is clearly seen. There are wells of salvation provided by God in the very midst of desperate and urgent needs. And in those wells of salvation are the spiritual resources we need. In those wells is what we need to be able to take in spiritual food and spiritual nourishment. Again, you could bring in an abundance of food and place it there where that well is and eat to your heart's delight. But unless you can get some water, you're going to die. Because your food is not going, your body is not going to appropriate that food. It's not going to benefit you. You have to have that water. And this is true spiritually. The earth covered those wells. And in so doing, concealed the resources. They went back to the old wells. They knew they were there. And they knew we can find refreshment there. We can find strength there. But when they got there, the wells were hidden because of all the earth. Likewise, many of God's people cannot see great and precious truths right in front of them because earth has filled the wells. Jesus Christ, the promises of God, the treasures of God's Word are all concealed from their view and their use because the wells are filled with earth. They cannot appropriate the unsearchable riches of Christ. They cannot appropriate the blessedness of God's promises. They cannot appropriate the treasures of God's Word. The reason? Earth, clutter, refuse, rubbish has filled the wells. It's not that the promises of God are null and void. It's not that the unsearchable riches of Christ have run out. It is not that the treasures of God's Word have been emptied. The problem is, earth has filled the well. That's the problem. Something has to be done. They were standing right where the wells were, but they could not get to the water. Again, water enables us to appropriate our food as nourishment, physically speaking. And enables us to absorb food into our system. But there's spiritual application. One of the sure manifestations of a well that's been filled with dirt spiritually is the inability to absorb spiritual food into our lives. The inability to absorb spiritual food into our lives. Many times it's not the lack of spiritual food that's the problem. It's earth-filled wells. You can't get to the water. You can't appropriate the food that is there. In our churches today, it's commonplace for God's people to go uncontent with just listening or reading the truth and never making personal application. You need water for that. And just like Isaac and his people, the wells were there, the water was there, but they could not apply it to their lives. Why? The reason is the same as today. Earth, clutter, and rubbish has filled the well. The problem, again, was not that the wells were dry. And that's not the problem today either. The problem is all the earth. in the lives of God's people. And it's not getting any better. All the clutter, all the rubbish that prevents God's people from reaching those waters that will help them to appropriate spiritual food to their systems. A man can preach the Word of God just as it's written, and there will always be those who'll say, I didn't get a thing out of that. That's true. That's true. There's no spiritual food there at all. You'll die in the midst of spiritual food if you don't have water. You cannot apply it. It will not nourish your system. Stopped up wells. Again, we read in verse 15 concerning the wells in the city of Gibar. The Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. And in verse 18, concerning the wells in the valley of Gibar, the Philistines had stopped them. This is the work, as we've already said, this is the work of an enemy. Anyone, and I don't care who it is, anyone who throws earth in the wells that God has made available to you in your life is doing the work of an enemy. They're not your friend. They're doing the work of an enemy. You wouldn't tolerate it if your next door neighbor was throwing dirt into your well. You'd call the police. You wouldn't tolerate it. Yet people allow others to throw dirt in their spiritual well, which is far more valuable, far more beneficial than any physical well. We can also cast earth ourselves upon the wells of God's providing. And when we do so, we oppose ourselves. We read in Titus of those who oppose themselves. Many, if you were to ask them what you do today, if they were honest, they would say, well, I've spent the day filling the spiritual well with filth. I've spent the day filling the spiritual wells with earth, with clutter, with rubbish. What a way to spend the day. But yet that's how many spend their day, filling their own well with earth. And the spiritual food will do you no good without that water. When Isaac arrived in Gerar, he no doubt went to the very spots where he knew that his father Abraham had previously dug wells. But when he got to those spots, he can't see the well. He knows it's there, but he can't see it. And Isaac realized the problem. And with the realization of the problem, notice verse 18, and Isaac digged again the wells of water. And in verse 19, and Isaac's servants digged in the valley. Notice what they did not do. They did not draw the conclusion, there's no water here. They knew there was water there. They didn't draw the conclusion, there's no supply of water. There's always a source and supply of God's water. Always. Drawing false conclusions and basing your life upon those conclusions will kill you. It'll kill you spiritually. And I'll tell you what, it'll never get you the water that you so desperately need. When they got to those places where Isaac knew that Dad had dug some wells, they couldn't see him. They didn't throw up their hands in despair. Despair won't get water out of those wells. That'll never get the water out of the well. They did not focus or go to war with the Philistines. The Philistines have filled these wells with water. Let's go after them. That won't get your water out of the well. Focusing upon the Philistines won't get you water out of the well. They realized the problem. The problem was all that earth was in the way. That was the problem. So what did they do? They got busy removing the earth that was between them and the water. You and I have no idea how much earth is between us and God. But there's a lot of it. There's a lot of earth. There's a lot of rubbish. There's a lot of clutter. There are people who've been filling their wells with that earth for several decades. There's a lot of earth. They saw that that was the problem. Earth is the problem. Earth has filled the well. So what did they do? They broke out the shovels. Again, they could have declared war on the Philistines. That wouldn't have fixed the problem. They got out the shovels. And they began to dig. Began to remove all the clutter and all the rubbish. You know, people today, there's not too many that are removing much clutter. See people adding it all the time. See people adding it all the time, and you can mark it down. 6 months from that date, it won't even be that long. Well, Pastor, you just don't understand. I just don't have time. And why is that? Why is that? It's because we filled the wells with water or with earth. Been busy cluttering up our lives with earth, with things that will not matter. One iota. It will not matter. We must come to the realization that there's a lot of earth, and I'm talking individually. There's a lot of earth between me and God. There's a lot of earth between you and God. There's a lot of unnecessary clutter. People will get busy in kids' ball games, sign them up for every league possible, and then complain. Well, you know, I'm running everywhere. Well, who did that? Did someone make you sign up? No. You know the ball games are on Wednesdays. You know they're on Sundays. So it seems to me right there, that's a message from God saying, don't sign up for that. Because you don't have time. You don't have time. You're in my house on Wednesdays. You're in my house on Sundays. You don't have time for Little League and soccer and football and whatever else. But they don't listen. We have to do this. We have to do this. And pretty soon there's clutter. The wells are getting filled up. And even when they come where there's an abundance of spiritual food, they have no water. They can't appropriate the food. You can fill their plates every Sunday. It's not going to matter because they can't get to the water. And the only way they're going to get to the water is if they get the shovels out and start digging. That's the only way. All the earth has to be removed. I don't see too many people removing earth. I see people adding earth more and more all the time. People will say things like, well, when I retire or when I do this and do that, I'll have more time. No, you won't, because you'll find something else to fill you well with. That's what people do. As children of God, we are privileged to know that there are the wells of salvation. The result of them getting out the shovels and digging was they found a well of springing water. And that's our privilege. It's our privilege to enjoy a well of springing water every day. But sometimes you got to get the earth out of the way. You got to get all the clutter out of the way. By bringing the earth and the clutter and the rubbish, we deprive ourselves of the blessing of the wells of salvation. We deprive ourselves of that well of springing water by adding more and more earth to our life. We deprive ourselves of these things. We oppose ourselves. We don't even need an enemy to fill our wells. We'll do it ourselves. Just give us some time, and we'll fill every well there is with earth. And then wonder, well, I read the Bible, but I just don't get much out of it. I hear the message, but I just don't get much out of it. No, you're not going to, because you don't have water. You've got to have water. And the wells are filled with earth. So the only answer is to get the shovels out. So we need to ask and we need to examine ourselves individually. Don't go from here saying, well, I know who he's talking about. No, you don't. I'm talking about all of us. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about all of us. Well, he was just focusing in on me. Well, no, I'm really not. But if you want to believe that, go right ahead. But just believe that maybe it's the Holy Spirit speaking to you. I'm talking all of us. Is there earth? Is there clutter? Is there rubbish between me and God's abundant supply of refreshment? Or am I enjoying a well of springing water? We say that we believe, I don't believe many do, but we say that we believe Jesus can come back at any moment. Well, if that's so, and it is, then the things of this earth ought to mean less to us every day. They ought to have less attraction to us every single day. But that doesn't seem to be the case in Christendom. People are gathering more and more of the earth as if they're going to live here forever. The Lord is coming back soon. And all those earthly things aren't going to mean a thing. I've never yet seen a U-Haul trailer at the cemetery. Haven't seen it. It's not going to happen. It's all going to be left. And we use it to fill the wells. The wells that contain that water that is so necessary for us to appropriate spiritual food. We need to appropriate spiritual food. But we need water to do that. And we can only find that water in God's provided wells. So if there's earth, filling our wells, we need to get it out. We saw this morning that we shouldn't throw our bottle away, because that's your means of receiving. That is, faith is the means of receiving what God has for us. Don't throw it away. Don't throw faith away. Don't throw away your bottle, because you'll come to a well and you won't be able to get anything because you've thrown away your bottle. But there's another problem here. Even if you have your bottle and you get to the place where you know there's a well, but it's filled with earth, that bottle's not going to do you any good unless you start digging, unless you start removing all the earth, all the clutter that's in the way. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us verse song.